But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else.
What up, what up? This is DJ Nix here at radio.dominican.edu. And welcome to the Nix Mix from 5 to 6. Hope you guys enjoying this beautiful spring day. The farmer's market is back downtown. The weather's good. The weather's nice. And school is officially almost over. Literally one more week left of classes. We got finals and, of course, graduation next. Hope you guys are excited. Tonight, I got some really cool new things for you today. There's a new spin-off of a classic old show. What's going on with the Jenner family? Yeah, really, what's there? And a new attorney general in the seat, finally. So again, this is DJ Nix here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning in here with me. So, of course, I got to start my day off with some Beyonce Countdown.
To the one I love, yeah. Still love the way he talk, still love the way I say. Still love the way he rock them black diamonds in that chain. Still all up on each other, ain't a damn thing changed. My girls can tell me nothing, I'm gone in the brain. I'm all up under him like it's cold winter time. All up in the kitchen in my heels, dinner time. Do whatever that it takes, he got a winner's mind. Give it all to him, meet him at the finish line. Me in my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Me in my booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Oh, killing me softly.
That was Beyonce with Countdown. Okay, right now I got for you my hate it or love it of the week. So first off, what new show is getting revamped? So this is a classic show that everybody loves. Literally, people grew up with it. People are like, hey, what happened to them after, you know? So the new spinoff of Full House. John Stamos actually went on Jimmy Kimmel and announced that the show is in full effect. Here's a little clip I got for you guys when he was guest starring on his show.
give credit to the legacy. We didn't want to just sort of throw it away. And so Netflix came around and said, let's do 13 episodes. So it starts sort of as a reunion and then spins off into this, like a spinoff. And so you have Candace and Jody and Andrea Barber, Kimmy Gibbler, and Candace has three boys, and it's sort of a reversal, and we turn the house over to her. But it's a labor of love, and we've been literally trying for so many years to do it right, and I think we finally got it perfect, and they just 5 minutes ago said, you can give the exclusive to Jimmy Kimmel, so I've just...
Oh, that's it. Nice. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So there you go, a Full House spinoff. So there has been rumors since last year of August 2014 that the show has been in the works, but like I said, John Stamos just confirmed it. So Netflix has ordered the show for 13 episodes. So it's going to be called Fuller House. So it follows DJ, the oldest daughter in the family, follows her, who has now three sons, and her sister, who played Stephanie, and her longtime best friend, Kimmy. So the show was first reported by TV Line. It'll be set to be released in 2016, so about next year already. So it'll begin just like Full House. So recently widowed DJ, you know, similar to her dad who was widowed. She has three boys, a 12-year-old, 7-year-old, and now is pregnant with her third son. So she finds a roommate she lives with her sister, Stephanie, who is following in her father's footsteps, with her uncle Jesse, and her best friend Kimmy, who now has a teenage daughter. And were there some in the works of Mary-Kate and Ashley are still coming in? Are they going to be in the show? Are they not going to be in the show? But I read online that they are pretty excited to start this too. And they haven't been on screen for a good minute, so it's good to see them on screen again too. So the first episode will be an hour long. Tanner family reunion. You got Uncle Jesse, you got Joey, you got the dad, you got Aunt Becky. All of them come along. Going to be on the show just a guest star, you know, maybe not full-time characters, but you know, guest starring here and there. So it's good to see a lot of these old shows coming back, getting spin-offs and stuff, because it's good to see familiar faces. You don't get a lot of shows like Family House, you know, what, you know, maybe not unrealistic family values, but you know, something about real like family kind of type of shows. And there's a Full House spin-off, there was that new Boy Meets World spin-off, so a bunch of new old shows are coming back up on TV. So that's what I'm loving right now. And next there is a Taco Cannon Shooter. So you know, you're at a baseball game, basketball game, or whatever. I think they usually happen at baseball games. And you got those cannons and they shoot out shirts. You know, you get your free shirt or something. But now someone has invented a Taco Cannon Shooter. I got a clip for you guys right here real quick.
You've seen the hot dog guns at sporting events, or perhaps a t-shirt tosser. Now there's the Taco Cannon, which will be a regular feature at UNO's new arena this fall. The Taco Cannon became a trending topic on Twitter today. You've seen the hot dog.
So the University of Nebraska Omaha is preparing to open a new state-of-the-art $81 million arena for their basketball, hockey, and volleyball teams. And when they do, a local restaurant called Voodoo Taco is going to help them usher in a new era with a taco shooting cannon. So imagine you're at a baseball game and you want a taco. That thing will be shot right to you. And I was watching the video of the taco shooter that the news report did. And that thing shoots so far, literally maybe from here to Guzman, from Angelico to Guzman, it will literally shoot that far and that high. So that's pretty cool. Like maybe other arenas and stuff will like buy into this. But the owner of Voodoo Taco was reported on the show too. And he said that the tacos wouldn't be technically restaurant quality, you know. It wouldn't be as, you know, delicious as you get it when you go to the store and pay for it. But it's still going to be edible. So, you know, that sounds pretty cool. And next up, for my next love it. So I actually love Chipotle. I'm a big Chipotle fan. Like I seriously eat Chipotle almost every day. And now they had started offering delivery. Yes, Chipotle can be delivered into your home. Exciting, right? Imagine just calling up Chipotle. Hey, let me get a burrito, let me get that white rice, let me get that black beans with that chicken, you know, barbacoa. Imagine getting those with all the salsa, and you don't gotta get out of bed. You don't even have to step out your house. You know, they got that online delivery, they got that app and everything where you can just go pick it up. But imagine just, you know, going up to your door and you got Chipotle right there. So they signed up with Postmates. It's an Uber style app that enlists regular Joes to shuttle your food from the restaurant to your home. So basically you'll go on Postmate and say, hey, let me get some Chipotle. Postmate will send somebody, like drive their car waiting for you to be like, hey, pick me this up, and they'll drop it off to your house. So that's pretty cool. Finally getting Chipotle. So a lot of restaurants are starting to do that. So signing up with Postmates and making their food more convenient to their customers. So Chipotle is a pretty good mood for them, you know, with the whole carnitas thing. A lot of people are complaining that there are no more carnitas. So maybe this will help them get up more, fix what happened. So those are the three things that I'm loving this week. For my hater love it, I don't think I'm really hating anything right now. Maybe like all these finals and stuff, if that counts. But those are my three things that I'm loving this week. That Full House spinoff. The Full House spinoff, the Taco Cannon, and Chipotle delivery. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu for the Nyx Mix Act 6. I hope you guys are enjoying it so far. Next up, I got the new song by one of my favorites featuring artists. Actually, he's one of my favorite rappers too from back then, and now he's coming back up with his new album. So this is Ludacris with Good Lovin' featuring my baby boy, Miguel's beautiful, beautiful voice. So again, this is DJ Nyx, and coming right up after that, I got your Girl of the Week. So here it is, Good Lovin' with Ludacris featuring Miguel.
I keep dwelling on the past, babe. Know what I need, yeah, yeah.
Drinking this alcohol. Every relationship failed or take a toll on you, especially when you had hopes and area codes on you. Is it easier to erase my memories at a point when most of my past women became my enemies? Some on the fence, some befriending me, but when we see each other, it's gonna be some weird energy. I'm sorry that we couldn't make it work. Believe in your heart, I never intended to make it hurt. Now they see me on the blogs with my new girl. Friends talking about that's supposed to be you, girl.
Some real good loving, 'cause I'm troubled by the things that I see.
Feel it, somebody give a prescription. I guess I gotta learn to live with regrets. Pay for mistakes and your exes take a commission. But what's a percent off the top when you hit the bottom? After you break up, wondering how to live without them. Need solutions, less problems, 'cause if love will drive you crazy, I belong in the insane asylum. Hear the rain, feel the pain inside them. Kinda lost, need someone to guide them. It's nothing worse than feeling alone, but I'll admit to feeling better when I'm hearing this song it go.
I need some real good loving, 'cause I'm troubled by the things that I see.
It goes.
I need some real good loving, 'cause ain't nobody been around here loving on me. Yeah, so I'm falling on the past, on the moments I'm repeating. And I'm blowing my heart, feeding my heart to a lion called killed on an empty bed. On an empty bed. Oh,
that was Good Lovin' by Ludacris featuring Miguel. So I'm glad to see Ludacris back in action. And I cannot wait for Miguel to bring out new music. Those are two of my favorite artists, actually. And right now, I got your Girl of the Week. So I'm not very big on politics or anything, but I love to see women in very high seats in the White House. So right now, for my Girl of the Week, I got Miss Loretta Lynch. She has been finally confirmed as U.S. Attorney General. So here's a little clip I got from CNN from this morning.
Loretta Lynch was cleared 56-43. She had more support than she needed. She only needed those 51 votes to win, but 10 Republicans voted to confirm Loretta Lynch after all this time.
So Obama actually nominated her about four or five months ago, and it took them 166 days for her to finally be nominated and into the seat. She will now replace Attorney General Eric Holder. So she has been approved by the Judiciary Committee, but the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell delayed her confirmation because of the vote until the vote of the abortion dispute and passed the trafficking bill, which was on today. So they had to wait until they figured out what they're going to do with those issues. So she has been praised for, been praised by both parties, both Democratic and Republican. And she has worked hard as a top federal prosecutor in Brooklyn, New York. But some Republicans have been criticizing her because she is on Obama's side with his plan to bypass Congress and shield millions of illegal immigrants from deportation. But I love seeing women up on that seat, and she's actually the first black woman to have that seat on that chair. And it took them 5 months, dude. 5 months? Like, she got the job, and you gotta wait 5 months to get the job, to start the job. That's a good minute. That's a good wow. But good luck to her. Can't wait to see what she does, because literally girls will win the world soon. Oh yeah, and of course Miss Hillary is running too. So it's good to see a lot of women taking action, finally seeing these new things in politics, or seeing more female faces in the White House. So that's it for my girl of the week. That is Loretta Lynch. And next up, I have my clown of the day. It is prom season, so this one is kind of funny. So you high schoolers out there, if you guys are planning, you know, the guys are planning to ask your girl to prom, asking one of your friends to prom, please do it in a safe way. So that's a little clip for my little clown of the day. So next up, for my song, I got with Natalie LaRose, Somebody featuring Jeremiah.
We be
And that was Natalie Rose with Somebody featuring Jeremih. So right now I got your clown of the day. So it is prom season. You know, girls are buying the beautiful dresses. Guys are getting suited up for their girls, buying corsages, the boutonnieres, things like that. And I love prom season. I love dressing up, getting all fancy and going out for the night. But I'm not in high school anymore. Well, I can never go prom again. But one Washington team, he gets to go to prom. He ends up getting suspended. You want to know why? So he decides to ask this girl to prom, but his way of plan wasn't really that great. So he decided to strap fake explosives to his body. So he decided to put little bombs, like, you know, like a suicide bomber. That's what he looked like, and thinking that would actually help get the girl. The girl said yeah, but he got suspended. So the Columbia newspaper in Vancouver reports that the five-day suspension will prevent Ibrahim Ahmad from attending La Center's high school dance that Saturday. So he was trying to go all out for his proposal. He wore vest with paper tube props made to look like explosives, and he stood at lunch in the cafeteria with a sign that says that he was a bomb and inviting his would-be date to prom. You know, that's a really not a good way to ask someone to prom. I mean, that's cute, but no, not with everything going on today. But that sucks though. You're seeing your prom and you don't get to go, so maybe they might make exception for him, maybe not, I don't know. But that really sucks. Like, a girl don't even got a date either too, so she's left alone. Maybe someone else will ask her. Hopefully someone else will ask the girl. So good luck to him. Hopefully he gets to go prom, because that's gonna suck. You literally getting suspended right before prom just because the way you asked a girl to prom. No. Hopefully he gets to have fun. Maybe he can make his own prom. I don't know. So that's it for my clown of the day. And if you do plan on asking a girl to prom, or girls, you plan on asking a guy or girls. So if you plan on asking somebody, do not do it where you can get suspended. If you are going to do that, maybe don't do it in school. Maybe do it at the park outside of school or somewhere else, the mall. I don't know where kids ask prom these days. I don't even know how I got asked to prom. No, I don't even remember. That was like years ago. So please, if you ask somebody prom, please do it in a safe way. And something fun too, of course, but in a safe way where people don't think you're going to go out and kill people. So that's it for my clown of the day. So that's an 18-year-old senior in Washington. So that's it for my clown of the day. Again, this is DJ Nix here at radio.dominican.edu. And next up, I have one of my favorite songs of this right now. So it's by the most handsome, most beautiful voice, Sam Smith, featuring John Legend with the song Lay Me Down. Oh my god, I've seen John live, and let me tell you, he is the most beautiful person in the world. I even touched him. I was really happy. I'm still happy about that. So again, this is Sam Smith featuring John Legend with Lay Me Down.
Yes, I do. I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard, the days just seem so dark. The moon and the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside, these tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feeling's overwhelming, it's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you? Take care of you. Now don't want to be here if I I'm reaching out to you. Can you hear my call? Boy, this hurt that I've been through. I'm missing you. I'm missing you like crazy. Can I lay by your side next to you and make sure you're all right? I'll take care of you. Now don't want to be here if I can't be with you.
And that was Sam Smith featuring John Legend with Lay Me Down, two of my favorite, other favorite artists. Such beautiful, beautiful, strong voices. So right now I got your Dirty Talk. Again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu for the Nyx Mix from 5 to 6. So first off, top box office movies of the week. So we have Furious 7. Oh, I still have to see that. And 6, 5, 4, and 3. I think I've only seen the first two. But I heard the 7 is really, really good. So you guys got to check that out. Next is number two is Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. I didn't even know they had a second one, in all honesty. I didn't see any. Yeah, I guess there's a Mall Cop 2. And then Unfriended, that's that movie, you know, you see on YouTube or something, like those commercials. And then like the girl was like killed, like they cyber bullied her or something. I don't know. That looks pretty scary. But then again, you know, these scary movies nowadays aren't that scary. Number four, For Home. Number five, For Longest Ride. Six, Get Hard. 7, Woman in Gold. 8, Monkey Kingdom. 9, The Divergent. And 10, Cinderella. Okay, I'm totally off my movie game because I know none of these movies except, what, Furious 7. So yeah, check that out. Check your movies this weekend. And for the Dirty Talk, first off, the Bruce Jenner story. So what's really going on with him? I don't know. So there's a lot of speculation that he's now becoming a woman. He's now transitioning. And no one in the family has came out and said, yes, my father is now going to be a woman. No one has come out with that. No one directly said that it's true. He hasn't come out himself. But tomorrow he actually has a interview with Diane Sawyer. Here's a promo clip that he said.
Tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on ABC. Finally, Bruce Jenner.
It's going to be an emotional roller coaster, but somehow I'm going to get through it.
On Family.
Those are the only ones I'm concerned with. I can't let myself hurt them.
And The Journey, The Decisions, The Future.
I want to know how this story ends. You know, how does my story end?
Bruce Jenner, The Interview.
It made me who I am.
Tomorrow, the 2-hour Diane Sawyer special everyone will be talking about. Tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on ABC.
So I'm honestly pretty excited to hear that because I talked to a lot of my friends. A lot of my friends are very big Kardashian fans. Not that we love them, but I don't know. The family is very entertaining to me. So we always talked about it. I was like, is it really true? Do you really think he's going to become a woman? Like, I don't think he will, in all honesty, in my opinion. I don't think he's going to do it. To me, I don't think it is. Like, I have been seeing a lot of pictures of him. You know, his face is a lot different. A lot, lot different than he had before. But his face has always been different, you know? But I don't think his lips are more his lips are more pouty. And actually, there was a picture that I forgot who posted it, but it was one of a tabloid that they posted him in a black and white striped maxi dress. with long hair flowing and everything. Like, but apparently they're getting sued too because that was invasion of definitely privacy, because they literally took like a long lens and zoomed in onto him, into him at his own home. So they're kind of getting sued there. But I don't know. I'm just totally in denial that he's becoming a woman. One of the suggestions that, one thing I told my friend was that maybe, you know, he has all these women in his life, that he sees them being successful. Maybe he could be successful too as a woman. I mean, the man hasn't done anything since the Olympics. And he was always getting catted on, you know, being the dad, like, of the Kardashians. Like, he was basically the laughing joke of the family. You know, the family gets made fun of all the time, but most of the time, Bruce Jenner was the one getting in the root of the jokes. And that really sucks, you know, like, you're supposed to be the dad of this whole entire family. You're supposed to be the man of the family. And yet he was always constantly getting made fun of the public. That is pretty sad. And now he's maybe not becoming a woman. Who knows? Honestly, tomorrow will be for sure that if he is going to be a woman. Most people are heading towards, yeah, he is, but I'm still in doubt. I just don't think so. I really don't. Check that out at Diane Sawyer tomorrow. I think they said 9 o'clock on ABC, so check that out. And next up for your Dirty Talk, Tidal. So Tidal is the new Spotify Pandora music sharing that Jay-Z came up with. So he wants to revolutionize music. That's what he calls it. You know, this is going to be the new wave of listening to music. So Tidal wave and stuff. So if you guys saw recently, he got a whole lot of celebrity endorsement. He had this whole big shebang, like a big press conference. Of course, he got his beautiful wife there, Miss Beyonce. He had Nicki Minaj, he had Daft Punk, he had Kanye, he had Rihanna all there signing a petition for his new music sharing business. And they were all like, yes, Tidal, this is going to be the new thing. So you got to pay $9.99 a month. See, for me, I have Spotify, I have Pandora, but I basically use that for free. You know, I don't pay at all. Because you can also listen to what on YouTube for free too, so that too. But I don't pay at all. So Tidal is supposed to be this big thing, and turns out it's not going as well as planned. So one thing Jay-Z came up with was that he wanted to offer the people who bought the service a little gift. So basically, if you buy the service, there is going to be a celebrity. I don't know if it's of your choice or if it's just by random. One of the people that signed it, like maybe Alicia Keys, Kanye West, somebody, you know, somebody calling you on your phone like, hey, thanks for signing up with Tidal. This is Alicia Keys. And you got 2 or 3 minutes to talk to them, ask them anything you want. For just $9.99. Just a one-time call, though. I mean, I think I would pay $9.99 just to talk to Beyonce for like 2 minutes. Maybe even a minute. Maybe even 30 seconds. You know, I would definitely do that. But that's pretty cool. So that was an incentive for signing up with Tidal. But then now a lot of artists are pulling away from that. So Rihanna's new song, Have My Money, that song was onto Tidal. But all of a sudden, she pulled out, but she kept her song on Spotify. So she's kind of getting out there. And, you know, Jay-Z basically owns Rihanna. So he's really not really losing any money there. So that's okay with that. But then again, you know, his boy, Kanye, he was totally supportive. You know, his Twitter avatar was the picture of Tidal, the Tidal logo. Like, hey, sign up. He's constantly tweeting. He was tweeting about all that stuff, like sign up for Tidal, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, all of a sudden, he just starts deleting it. He changes his avatar. Maybe he's pulling out too. So a lot of these artists are not seeing any profit with this program, with this music, with this app. So hopefully, Jay-Z finds a way to figure this out. I mean, he will lose a lot of money, but that he probably got money in the whole, all the money in the whole wide world. So hopefully, this new venture will be great, because $9.99 to talk to Beyonce for 2-3 minutes, I wouldn't mind, but I have to get Beyonce. I don't want some, or Trey Songz, whoever would call. But yeah, that's it for my other Dirty Talk. And next up is the new Avengers is finally coming out next week. Yeah, next week. And there was a quick little interview that Jeremy Renner and Chris Evans did. And Jeremy Renner plays Hawkeye and Chris Evans plays Captain America. Yeah, so they did an interview. And they're kind of getting a lot of backlash over this. They called Black Widow a slut, a whore. Like, check that out. I got that for you right here real quick.
It's a complete whore. What
a trick, man.
Whatever movie it is, she'll just be the sidekick. She'll be flirting away.
That's right.
Just flirt with everybody.
She has a prosthetic leg anyway.
leading everybody
That's
on.
That's right.
So they, you know, jokingly express that Black Widow, you know, just laughing around like guys do, I guess, calling Black Widow a slut and a whore, blah, blah, blah. And that wasn't very good. That wasn't a very good way to talk about a lot of people on Twitter. A lot of the Avenger fans really went into it saying, "What? Why? Why would you joke about something like that? That's offensive to women." And these are two guys, you know, that people adore. You know, you got Chris Evans, beautiful, beautiful self. And you got Hawkeye, you know, he's in a bunch of movies. So it was just a really bad move for them. But they did apologize. And Chris and Evan, Jeremy and Chris has said that yesterday we were asked about the rumors that Black Widow wanted to be in a relationship with both Hawkeye and Captain America. Evan said in a statement, "We answered in a very juvenile and offensive way that rightfully angered some fans, a lot of fans, definitely. And he regrets it, and he sincerely apologizes. He says, I am sorry that this tasteless joke about a fictional character offended anyone. It was not meant to be serious in any way, just poking fun during an exhausting and tedious press tour. So he apologized, so that's okay, I guess. And that's it for my dirty talk of the day. So I got Bruce Jenner's interview tomorrow with Diane Sawyer. Make sure you guys check that out and let's see if he really turned into a woman. We got Tidal. Maybe sign that up. If someone let me know if Beyonce calls you up, because I'll sign up that $9.99 a month too. So I got the new Avengers coming out too, but the guys, Captain America and Hawkeye, better watch their words and watch what they say, I guess. So that's it for my dirty talk of the day. Next up, I have my new song of the week. And it's again featuring one of my favorites, John Legend. But the one who's a bi is pretty good too. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu for the Nyx Mix from 5 to 6. So again, next up, I have my new song of the week. But right now, I got for you some, one of my fame. If I could just be with this man, I'd be so happy. I'd be content with the rest of my life. So this is Slow Motion with Trey Songz here at radio.dominican.edu.
Know you got all dressed up for the club, waiting on Nick to come pick you up, baby. Ooh. When I saw you walking out the door, ooh. I just knew you needed something more. Now I'm whipping straight back to the crib. Finna give you something that you won't forget, no. Baby. Get you I just wanna see you dancing slow motion. We can take our time, baby, in slow motion. We can take our time, stay here in slow motion. Your head down and take a sip. Go and put this mirror between your lips, baby. Ooh. Why don't you make yourself comfortable? Ooh. While I go and put this on you. So tell me when you're ready. I'ma speed it up for you just for a second. Just for a second. Then I'ma slow it back down and keep it steady. Ooh.
And that was Trey Songz with Slow Motion. And I'm so, so sad that I won't get to see him. He's coming up here in the Bay this summer for 106.1 Summer Jam at the Oracle Arena. And the lineup so far is pretty good. So you got Lil Wayne actually headlining. Yes, Lil Wayne is coming to the Bay. You got Lil Wayne. You got my beautiful, 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 my boy, who, Trey Songz. And you got G-Eazy, Kid Ink, T-Fly, and Jadina. So I don't know who I've seen Kid Ink last year. He actually performed at Summer Jam last year, and I went. And he was okay. I didn't really pay much attention to him. I don't know who T-Fly is. I don't know who Jadina is. I don't know who that is. G-Eazy, I heard he's good, but don't know him either. But Trey Songz, definitely Trey Songz. If you guys trying to go out there to see my boo. Ooh, beautiful, beautiful man. And that is Summer Jam 2015 at the Oracle Arena. So sad I don't get to see him this year. I never get to see Trey Songz. I never have a chance to see him. So hopefully one day I'll run him to the street, you know, I'll be like, hey, what's up? Hello, like, what's up? What's good, you know? So that's it for Summer Jam 2015. And right now, I have the new song of the week. So it is the artist Meghan Trainor. She's definitely making a big name right now. She's working with a whole bunch of artists. She's performing places. I think she's going on tour already. She's starting her tour soon. So here's some fun facts about her. So she started writing her own music at age 7. And her first song was about how happy she was when her aunt married this Trinidad man named Burton Tunney. Tony. And she says that, you know, heart and soul on the piano. She just wrote the lyrics over that because that's all I could play. And she thought that she was a star. And number two, she is influenced by Caribbean music. So she talked to Billboard about how her uncle came from Trinidad and Tobago, which has strongly influenced the sound of her own music. So her music is literally jazzy, poppy. It's pretty cool. Like, you don't see a lot of people sound like her nowadays. So she says ever since she was 7, she grew up listening to soca, the genre that's from there. And it's her favorite sound. So we put a band together and we would play soca, and she would go up and play her little pop songs. It was pretty fun, she says. And her hit song, one of her hit songs, it was Her Lips Are Moving, literally took her only 8 minutes to write. Seriously, how do you write a song in 8 minutes and all of a sudden it's a hit, you know? So Trainor and producer put together her two biggest hits in less than an hour. So All About That Bass only took 45 minutes to write, and she says that she admits that she is a fast writer. So that's pretty cool, you know, 45 minutes for a hit song. You can't go on the radio and not hear her voice anymore. So she is a multi-instrumentalist. She can sing, she can play the piano, play the guitar, the trumpet, and the ukulele. Like, she's all over the place, and her voice is really beautiful. But she says she didn't really expect for all that, but All About That Bass to get popular at all. So she says she was real nervous because in the process of writing the song, she was just trying to impress her producer, and he had the title called All Bass No Treble, and I said we should do it like that because, like, swag, it's cool, it's what us kids say. So that's what she says about her hit song. And no one else wanted to sing that song, so the song was offered to artists like Beyonce and Adele, but nobody wanted it. And that was actually her first hit, and she earned the right to sing her own song when her label boss LA Reid suggested it. So her mom doesn't like the song though. She said her mom thinks it's annoying, but she still loves it. You know, you hear that song. At one point, you did hear that song everywhere. But she doesn't really hate skinny girls, although her song talks about. No, she's not really bashing skinny girls, you know. But she doesn't hate skinny girls. She thinks that skinny people are beautiful too. She says, "I didn't get a record deal to write a song to bash skinny people." She says, "I just wrote a song about how comfortable I am with my body size, and if people can relate to that, that's amazing." And Meghan Trainor actually got a music deal in high school. So she was discovered by country music producer Big Yellow Dog at a songwriting convention. So then they flew her to Nashville to audition and signed her as soon as she turned 18. And she's also a big fan of Sam Smith. I mean, come on, really, who's not a big fan of Sam Smith anymore? And that she adores a major pop star, and she's listened to his album hundreds and hundreds of times, and that he's actually a really cool dude, and she can call him a friend is pretty dang amazing. So that's some facts about Meghan Trainor. So this is her new song called I'm gonna Lose You, featuring again my favorite of all time, John Legend.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight, and you pulled me. breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye. Wherever we're standing, I won't take you for granted, 'cause we'll never know it when we're all out of time. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes alone with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want. Use what we got before it's all gone.
And that was Meghan Trainor with Like I'm Gonna Lose You featuring John Legend. Just to end the show real quick, I'm such a big fan of television. I literally can sit for like 8 hours watching a television show. I can't sit for 2 hours to watch a movie, but I can literally lay in bed for 8 hours watching a television show. I've done it multiple times. If you guys haven't seen Orange is the New Black, I literally finished, season 2 in a weekend. And that's like, each episode is like an hour long. And there was like 13, 20, I don't remember how many episodes, but I literally finished that in a weekend. So BuzzFeed actually posted an article on 45 hidden gems you should already be watching on Netflix. So for number one, we got, I'll tell you guys about like 10, 12. The In-Betweeners. So it's a British sitcom about teen boys who can't do anything, right? I always see that on too. It's always on my suggested list too. Maybe I should watch that too. And two is Better Off Ted. It's a single dad who works for a super villain level evil company and tries his darndest to stay morally afloat. Number three, Mrs. Fisher's Murder Mystery. So multiple BuzzFeeders suggested that this Australian series about a fabulous lady detective set in the 1920s. Oh, that sounds pretty good. Maybe I'll start that one when summer starts. And number four, The Paradise, which is a show about a young girl who works in England's first department store. And number five, Wentworth, for fans of Orange is the New Black. Yes, that is my show. So this Australian drama also tells the story of a woman sent to prison and is the remake of an 80s show called The Prisoner. And number six, Harper's Island, a murder on an island at a wedding. And no, it's not the Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. I gotta start that one soon too. So then you got Borgia, said not to be confused with the Borgias. It's a Showtime series about the same notorious Italian noble family. So the show covers more years in the reign of Pope Alexander VI and the surrounding pre-Italian states. So if you like the Tudors, you'll like Borgia. Number eight, classic, Power Rangers. Yeah, Power Rangers. I think that's pretty much as old as I am. And there are 20 separate and distinct Power Rangers shows on Netflix right now, and you can watch all of them. 20, literally 20 different kind of Power Rangers, and yes, they are all on Netflix. And of course, that includes the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I'd say that was the best one, honestly. And number 9, you have The League. So it's about a group of friends brought together by their fantasy football league, have weird lives, and are sometimes kind of mean to each other. Heard The League's pretty good. Maybe I'll start that one soon. Number 10, we have Called the Midwife. So, based on an autobiography of a real midwife in 1950s London, this show tells the story of a midwife in 1950s London. So, go figure. Number 11, The Return, lets people come back from the dead and try to figure out why and how. So it's not to be confused with Resurrection, the ABC show with similar premise, but this is an older show and in also French, so be prepared for subtitles. So a lot of these shows sounds pretty good. If you guys have any other suggestions to watch, let me know, because I watch so much television and I love to hear people's what they watch too. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I will see you guys again soon. Enjoy this beautiful day. It's still sunny. It's still bright. Go grab some ice cream. Grab a smoothie. Go relax. And the school is almost over, guys. We can do this. This is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu for the Nyx Mix from 5 to 6. Hope you guys have a good night.